Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what that makes you. That makes you one of the smartest people on the planet. And those of you who just tuned in, you get to become one of the smartest people on the planet. Anybody who listens to the Small Business Advocate Show, they're automatically deemed by everybody else who knows that you're listening as a really smart person, because they know that whenever you listen to the show, your IQ goes up exponentially. And somebody who helps us increase our IQ every time he joins us is Don Taylor. Don is a business survival and fast growth specialist. He's the president and the CEO of DataStar Communications. He's the author, co-author, along with Gene Smalling Archer, of this book I'm holding in my hand, which I like a lot, and I encourage you to find out about, Up Against the Walmarts. If you're a small business owner, you need to have this book, because I think it will help you in many ways, not only from a practical standpoint, but also from a motivational and an encouragement standpoint. Don Taylor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you again this morning.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Don, whenever I do speaking around the country, chambers of commerce, different organizations, sometimes they ask me about what kind of speech, what I would speak on, what would be some topics that I speak about, and I give them a list of choices and let them choose, or sometimes we put a couple of them together. But I have one little speech that I give where I say, the title of the speech is "Thank You, Walmart."
Yes.
And whenever I say, I love being able to say that to somebody where I can see their face.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they know anything about the challenges that small business owners have with the big boxes companies, and I say that I think small businesses should thank Walmart or a big box company for coming into their community, they always look at me like, you've obviously lost your mind. Have you been on Mars for the last 20 years? And they don't realize what I mean by that is that there are two kinds of customers out there. They're the kind of customers that only want the low price, and they want to go, and they don't mind hiking across the parking lot and all the way back to the North 40 to the department that they need in Walmart or whatever big box company they might be. They don't mind doing that, and they want that low price, and they're willing to spend their own time and do it themselves. And then there are a group of people who like the technical expertise. They like the convenience. They like the customization. They like the fact that maybe somebody might know their name the next time they come in. Those are the people who are small business prospects. The other people are really not.
That's exactly right. In fact, as we did the research both for the first book 10 years ago and then this book that's current today, one of the things we found was that about 20% of all consumers are primarily price motivated, meaning that their first consideration is how much does it cost.
Mm-hmm.
For the small business owner, that means 80% of the consumer is not primarily motivated by the lowest price, but is looking for things like the best value, where I get the most convenience, where
right.
I get the highest quality, and other factors that are important in that shopping experience.
Well, and those, that 20%, and even if it's higher, let's say it's 40% in your in some particular market,
sure.
And it might be that 40%. The truth is, you don't even really want those people coming in your door. They're just in the way, aren't they?
Well, yes,
your time.
I think a small business owner has to be focused on what we call the targeted first choice customer. It means, who am I most capable of serving very effectively? who can I deliver the quality, the service, the convenience that those folks want? And once you find that customer, you will find that there are many other people out there like them. But, of course, obviously, you have to promote your business effectively to that target customer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, when I was in business, and I spent 10 years as a Main Street retailer, when I was in business, it didn't take me long to realize that my target customer was not the primary customer of Walmart, but was the person who really cared about the quality they bought.
Right.
And who was looking for the best value, not the lowest price. And there's a significant difference there. We talked a little bit about this, I think, the last time. But, you know, when you talk about value, price is one of the factors in value.
But the other factors
are quality and quantity, and you have to balance those. And so it doesn't matter whether you're selling a Mercedes-Benz or the cheapest automobile
right.
in the United States at this point. You know, I don't even know what brand that might be, Hyundai or something, but whatever it is, as long as that consumer says, you know, the quality and quantity, in other words, how good it is and how much of it I'm getting is equal to the price, then I'm a happy camper and I'm going to spend my money.
There's another quotient. There's another element to that calculation there for value, Don, and that is emotion. Mm-hmm. There's an emotional quotient, a part of that quotient, that calculation that I want to talk about when we come back, that I think small business owners are better than anybody at, and we can't miss this opportunity. 2012, we'll be right back with Don Taylor. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Don Taylor is our guest, and he's the co-author of Up Against the Walmarts. And we're talking about how small businesses can and should compete against the big box companies. Don, one thing that I want to repeat, I think I may have said this the last time you were here, but I think it bears repeating, that it really, to me, puts in perspective the reality of what the big boxes what kind of a presence they create and impose on us as a competitor. I was talking to a senior executive of one of the big box industries, a big box company in that industry, and that person said to me, if you added the revenue, the sales of all of the big box players in that industry together, it would still only be 25% of the entire industry. And in other words, $3 out of every $4 that are spent in America on products for that industry
yes.
are not spent with the big boxes.
Sure.
And so
that didn't surprise me at all. You know, I've always said there's a tremendous market there for the smaller independent business person who can serve that local customer, who can take better care of them than any big box chain ever will be able to. And even though they have had tremendous sales increases over the years, the bulk of the market is still available. It's still wide open for whoever the best choice is. And really, that's what, Jim, that's exactly what the small business person has to do. They have to become the best choice. You know, I remember we were taping the Phil Donahue show a few years ago in New York City, and there was a small business person there who Walmart had put out of business, and obviously they were there to, you know, to put forward that supposition is
right.
that Walmart put them out of business. I mean, that's what he was saying. And you know, he said, he just yelled it, basically, you know, well, Walmart put me out of business. And I said, no, wait a minute. Walmart didn't put you out of business. They haven't put anybody out of business. What they have done is give the customer a choice.
Right.
And we as small business owners, we have to become a better choice. And you said, thank you, Walmart, while I go talking
right.
about a speech that you do. Really, I have found that every small business we have interviewed who has made changes and become successful in competing with whatever competition they may have, that may be a Home Depot or Circuit City or Best Buy or a Walgreens, you know, one of the big box chains, what I have found is that they have become better retailers. And,
right.
and those who are honest will say, look, Walmart made me a better retailer, or Home Depot made me a better retailer. And that's the fact. And as long
right.
as we as a small business owner will continue to improve, continue to make changes in our business, then you can compete with anybody every day.
Well, you know, what a lot of people don't realize, Don, is that long before there was a Walmart in every town, long before all the other big boxes sprung up, Home Depot and all that, there were already big boxes in other industries that were coming into small towns, into communities, and competing against small businesses. And I'm primarily thinking of some of the supply houses, some of the industrial supply, electrical supply, some of those folks who serve industry. And the construction industry, utilities, commercial, manufacturing, all that. Well, you've got all these big companies out there that have these big names, these huge, impressive catalogs, et cetera, and they would show up in these small towns and open up a branch where some small business had already been operating. Well, I know of some communities where after 30, 40 years, these big companies have come in, and maybe they've lasted, maybe they didn't, but I know a lot of small businesses that are in the wholesale business who actually have kicked those guys, you know, almost kicked them out of the marketplace, certainly competed against them, certainly were not, you know, consumed by them, certainly were not put out of business by them, and as you said, it made them better business people.
Absolutely. You know, it's fascinating that you bring up the people like distributors and wholesalers, because when we did the research for this new book, one of the things we found was that the people who had read the original book were not just retailers.
Right.
And that surprised us a little bit, because, you know, obviously with a title like Up Against the Walmarts, you know, how your business can prosper in the shadow of the retail giants, you would expect the primary market to be retail. But what we found was there were manufacturers out there. There were industries of distributors and suppliers and service businesses who we really didn't think of as being a customer, who are facing the exact same thing. So it doesn't really matter.
Right.
You may be a home heating dealer, or, you know, you may be cleaners, and you may say, well, I don't really compete with Walmart. Well, you do have competition, and I think the most important thing that we could get across in this program this morning is that this book will help any small business owner, regardless of the type of business. We
right.
have found the best practices of various industries and put them into one clear, concise format that will help the small business owner.
Speaking of which, you've got a section in Chapter 9 called The Manager's Toolbox.
You bet.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, what we wanted to do, you know, consultants typically have great tools that they have used. And, of course, as a consultant myself, one of the things that I found was that there were some tools that small business owners really didn't know about, that they typically would have to pay a consultant $2,000, $3,000 to come in and go over with them. And I wanted them to have these things in their hands as part of this new book. And so we built in 22 management tools in this Chapter 9 called The Manager's Toolbox. And basically, they're designed to help business owners evaluate various systems in their business and then give them the tips and the points that they need to make improvement in those areas. I think one of the things that's probably the most value, in fact, it's worth about 10 times the price of the book, honestly, is what we call a 30-minute checkup tool.
Which I want you to talk about when we come back after these messages.
Let's do it.
We've got to take a little break here, folks, and sell some stuff. We're going to come right back after these messages with our good friend Don Taylor. He's the co-author of Up Against the Walmarts, 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Game, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Don Taylor, the co-author of Up Against the Walmarts, and it's an outstanding book. Don, tell us where it's available, please.
Well, I think they can get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, and I know they can get it online in those places. It's probably available through the trade in most bookstores. If your local bookstore doesn't have it, be sure and ask for it.
They'll order
frankly,
it for
if
you.
It's a small business, they need to read it, too.
That's right, exactly. do you have a website yourself for the book?
No, I don't.
All right. That might be something to think about. Now, your day job.
You've already twisted my arm a little bit there, so I'm thinking.
You need to do that. Your day job, though, you help small businesses through helping people build incubators, don't you? Incubators.
Well, we put together a network out here in West Texas where we have a central hub in Amarillo, a central hub incubator, and then we've got satellites in rural communities. We've got four right now online. We're bringing a fifth online probably within 30 days, and we'll have a network of about 10 10 or 12 incubators when we're done. That's my day job. I write, I write based on my knowledge and vast experience in retail and business. But I work with small business owners every day.
I'm so excited about what the business incubators are doing across the country. I've got quite a number of friends in that industry and people who are like yourself who are helping people get their businesses off the ground. The business incubator phenomenon, the network, that whole movement is really going to be important to the 21st century marketplace, and I want to congratulate you on being part of that.
Well, thank you. It's great fun. You know, one of the things we found as we traveled around the country, in fact, we've been in your neck of the woods right there in Florence and visited the incubator there. You have a great facility there. One of the things we found that was impressive to us is it almost totally reverses the failure rate. You know, depending on what expert you want to listen to, the small business failure rate's usually about 80% in 5 years. In other words, at the end of 5 years, about 20% are going to survive.
Right.
According to the National Business Incubation Association, that is totally reversed when a business comes through an incubator program, and they have about an 87% success rate.
Right.
And that's over 15 years of measuring business success.
That's a great program. Great story. Talk to us about this 30-minute checkup tool.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do
in this is in Chapter 9, by the way, folks.
Pardon me?
Chapter
9, called the Manager's Toolbox. One of the tools, and this is just a great little self-checkup, I guess you'd say. You know, it's kind of like being your own doctor, except we give you the right questions to ask here. What we wanted to do was to give the readers of the book an opportunity to look at their own vital signs. In other words, to evaluate objectively where their business is and what areas they need to improve. And by taking just 30 minutes, analyzing about five different areas of the business, they can get a feel for both how strong their business is in terms of competing with the big boxes or anyone else. It can be another good, well-run independent.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also see areas and find areas where they may need to focus in order to make some improvements. Just a tremendous little tool that they can do in a half hour. And if they were going to pay a consultant to come in and do this for them, they're probably going to spend about $2,500. Now, that's just one of the things that they get in a book for $17.95.
You talk about general business operations, marketing issues, financial issues, human resources, technology. Those are the five main areas that each one of them have about five questions to ask yourself. And if you do that, you really kind of get a checklist of how well you're doing yourself.
You bet. One of the other tools that's in there, Jim, is what we call the Backtrack Financial Troubleshooter. You know, most people have at some point in their business financial problems of one kind or another. We call those symptoms as opposed to problems, because typically if you've got a situation, for example, if your income is declining, your net income is going down, or your gross profit margin is going down a little bit, or maybe your sales are sliding a little bit, those are symptoms, and we've created a little tool where they can take that symptom. Let's just say, for example, that maybe we were experiencing sales decline since the big box opened up down the street or whatever. But we can look and see what the real reasons are behind those declines, so that we can not just say, okay, well, the symptom is our sales are decreasing slightly. We can now go over here and say, okay, why would our sales be decreasing? And we can actually find the root sources, the root problems of those kind of things. That's another great tool that they'll find in Chapter 9 of the book.
Right. I got about 20 seconds, Don. Okay. Last thoughts. What would you like to leave our audience with today?
Well, you know, I think the whole essence of the book, summed up in about 20 seconds, is simply this. Success in small business today is achieved through the relentless pursuit of doing simple things well. Our objective in the book is to give the reader those simple things that they're going to have to focus on to be successful.
And don't forget, folks, the emotional part of your customers wanting to do business with you. They like you, you like them, they know you, you know them. Never underestimate the power of that in your relationship with your customers. Don, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having
me. We'll see you next time. Don Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, Up Against the Walmarts. That's the book. You need to check it out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.